How you guys been? It's been a while. Lots of reasons why I haven't made a video or a podcast. None of them are very legitimate, but they're reasons nonetheless. But today, I thought that I should be done with all that and actually talk about something that's pretty relevant. So, what that is a good friend of mine was talking to me about a project that they're going to be starting. And I don't know if they're asking me for advice necessarily, but just talking through the project and how they might do it and some of the questions that they're running into. And they asked me, well, how would you do it? Now, we work for the same organization. So it's not that this project is totally foreign to me, but they asked me how I would do it. And I promptly replied, I wouldn't. And it's not a slight on the project. It's not saying anything negative about the person or about the idea or about the validity or the value that this project would bring. It's just not for me. It's not something that I care enough about, frankly, to really put forth the effort and withstand the amount of chaos, frankly, that will come with a project like that. So I think that that response maybe caught them off guard. And so I felt the need to explain. So what I was basically saying is, before you worry too much about how you're actually going to execute on something, whether it's a business idea, an idea at work, a project, whatever it might be, before you focus on how you're going to do it, I would spend more time focusing on why you're going to do it. Or why do you think you want to do it? I think that it's easy to get excited, and I've talked about this before, it's easy to get excited about the idea of doing something new. Or even subconsciously just creating chaos for yourself. I think some people actually thrive in chaos, and I think they actually seek it out and introduce it into their life, consciously or subconsciously. So what I was challenging this person with was, before you get to the tactical, you know, who do I need to talk to? Who should I invite? How should we do this? I would take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Call it the strategic picture if you want. Why is it that you want to do this? What I shared with them was one thing that I used to get involved in is basically doing things because I felt like I'm the only one that could do them and nobody else could possibly achieve this. And I don't mean this to sound like I'm patting myself on the back, but it was almost like this superhero complex where this organization needs you to perform this task, and if you don't perform this task, even though you're not at all motivated by it or fulfilled by it or enthusiastic about it, you're just basically doing it because the greater good depends on you. I don't necessarily think that's a healthy reason to introduce new responsibilities or new projects to your workload. I think that you should try to find the balance of things that you're interested in and that will add value to the organization, not necessarily try to be the hero. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I don't mean that you should avoid hard projects or that you should only skate by or keep your head down. I just mean you really want to look at the motivation of why you are or why you think you are indeed the person to do this. Is there maybe a portion of your ego that wants to get that pat on the back? You want to be the one that figured it out. And you don't want anybody else to take credit for this, so of course you need to do it. Maybe that's the case. If so, not a very healthy reason to pursue something. Is it maybe a control issue? does this project need to be done, or this work needs to be done, and you don't trust anyone else to do it, or you don't want to be on the receiving end of somebody else's idea, so you want to be the one pushing the charge. Also, not a very good reason to take something on. And is it because maybe you need to introduce some chaos into your life or into your work, right? Maybe you're at a point where you're not sure what to do next and how to add value, and you don't really know, your job's changing. Maybe you've achieved a great deal of success in a short amount of time, and now you're looking around trying to figure out what to do next, and hey, create this massive mess. It'll be totally consuming, and then I can excuse myself from all my other responsibilities because, geez, this project is just so big that it's just taking up every single ounce of my time and energy. Also, not a good reason to do something. So what I really want to do, when I'm thinking about a decision, a project, even, you know, these videos or podcasts or any of that, it's what's the root motivation? Is it internal or is it external, right? Am I seeking validation? Do I just want to feel a sense of achievement? Do I just want people to tell me that I'm doing a good job and that I'm recognized and that I'm worthy? You know, all these things that you hear about, is it that? Or is it that this is really something that I'm passionate about and that really brings me some fulfillment and that I would do even if there wasn't an audience or even if the outcome wasn't necessarily positive, right? Is it the process that I more so enjoy than the anticipated reward at the end? So those are just a few things that I think might be helpful when it comes to thinking about a big decision or thinking about taking on a new project. Really question the motivation. And also, from an introspective standpoint, can you trust yourself? In the sense of, it's very easy to justify why you do. Hello, sir. Come here. You want to be on video? Look. Right there. Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, I'm trying to do this. I'll be out in a minute, okay? I'm gonna drink some of my water. Okay. You going to sleep?
Yeah.
Okay. Love you. Close my door, will you?
What?
A little bit more water. Okay. Mm-hmm. You over here, over here, over here. No, no, no. It's over here. The camera's over here. You gotta look in this. Right there. See yourself? All right. Good job.
You do it.
I did it too. Okay, I love you. Close my door. Close my door. Close my door. Thank you. And we're back, folks. That was Beckett. He's six. So what we were basically talking about was just really trying to get to the root cause. And also, when you are thinking through or when you're asking yourself these questions, really be honest with yourself. Are you just making justifications? Is it that you've already decided you're gonna do this and you're gonna do it no matter what? So whether you gotta beg, borrow, or steal, you're gonna do it and you're gonna justify it in any means necessary. Because I know I've been there before, justifying why I'm doing something and really not even being honest with myself. Oh, you know, I really gotta do this because it's a great idea. Well, guess what? You can have a great idea and give it to somebody else and let them do it. Because just because it's your idea doesn't mean that you should do it and doesn't mean you're the best person for it. It doesn't mean it's worth your time. And I've talked about this before. I had the brilliant idea to start a tea company called Masculinity. And whether you like that idea or not is a terrible idea for me because I don't even like tea. So that's just one example of having an idea, but not necessarily executing the idea, regardless if you think it is good or not. And when we take that and apply that to projects or, initiatives at work, it's the same thing, right? Really take a step back, think about what you're doing, think about why you're doing it. Really, really spend 3 times as much time on the why before you ever get to the how. And just make sure that you're doing it for the right motivations. Because I know that that was something that I took for granted for a really long time, and it led me down a path of doing a whole lot of things that I ended up either burning out or maybe becoming resentful for the work environment and how unfair is this and that, when really I just created a disaster for myself. And it's something that I had to learn from the hard way. But now looking back, I can see, well, you know what? You were just taking on some things for the wrong reasons. So just think about that. Think through your motivations. The next time that you are starting a project, thinking about starting a project, really evaluate, why am I doing this? Is this really something that I'm doing for myself? Is it internal driver, or is it an external driver? And I think that will go a long way for helping you really focus your energy and only do the things that really bring you joy and fulfillment. Hopefully that helps. All right, so it's been a minute since we've done a video. As you may have noticed, Beckett stormed in on this one, and I don't think I'm gonna cut it out because that's real life, and sometimes that's what happens, and I'm okay with that. So if you like this video or podcast, right, depending on how you're consuming this, please, you know, consider liking it, sharing with a friend, leaving a review. Anything helps to spread the word. And if you have any ideas for topics, please leave them down in the messages, or shoot me an email, visit us on our website at theuntuckedlife.com. I always say that, visit us. There is no us, it's visit me on the website. It's just me. So shoot me a note, we'll see what your questions are, see if maybe I have some thoughts on it, and maybe that's helpful too. And until next time, talk to you guys later. See ya.